Oh, I know, I talked to him already. Good evening, everybody. I hope everybody is enjoying this November, and looks like we're going to have a rainy couple of days here. But we want to go ahead and get started with our community meeting. This community meeting is for you. We thought it was a good idea to do something like this every other month, to give you a chance to say, or to ask questions, or to offer comments, or to give compliments. But whatever's on your heart is something that we want to hear. You will have 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, we do have a timekeeper, to share what you would like to say. This is a time for you to talk. You may or may not get a response, but someone is taking notes so that whatever you have to comment on or whatever question you have, we can circle back with you in response to those questions. So we ask that you fill out a card and request your time with Mr. Ricky Jones over here to my right. And as I said before, this is an opportunity for you to say, I would appreciate if you would spread the word that we're going to try to host these community meetings on every other month for you to have a chance to comment or ask questions. We're going to try to hold this for about 20 to 30 minutes or less, so that we can get on with our official regularly scheduled board meeting. So if you have a question, state your name once you come to the microphone and state your address. So those are the house rules. State your name, state your address, and you will have 2 to 3 minutes to ask your question or get a comment or offer a comment. Like I said, you may or may not get a response, because we really want to hold this down to 20 to 30 minutes. Okay, we're ready to get started. Anyone? Ms. Desiree, once you get to the microphone once again, state your name and your address.
Good evening, I'm Desiree Collins. My address is 4715 Groom Road, Baker, Louisiana. I wanted a lot of things to say, but I just want to definitely acknowledge the growth that is happening here in the school system. And a shout out to the pre-K department for aligning with the expectations they have with the kids in the classroom to be with Dibbles, so that as the kids are learning how to respond to the Dibbles expectations within the 1 minute, so that by the time they are tested, they're able to show a strong accuracy in delivering their information. So I'm really excited about that. Had the pleasure of attending the cotillion for middle school, and just wanted to say shout out for what a grand time at the red carpet event. As a city council person, I wanted to make sure that I expressed my support for the school system in any way that I could support the school system with leveraging resources or partnerships to help advance the efforts for the kids in our communities. If there comes an opportunity for a community-wide tutoring, I would be interested in putting a bid in to be able to be the person that facilitates the tutoring program for K through 12th grade, and would like to speak with the board moving forward about the initiative that I have in mind to help support the kids in their academic growth. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next. Anybody else? Come on now. This is your opportunity to ask a question or to give comments. Yes. Make sure you sign your name with Mr. Ricky Jones. It's an opportunity for you to just ask questions, and it doesn't have to be on the agenda. It's just a free conversation. Hello, state your name and address.
Got a couple questions.
State your name and address, ma'am.
P.O. Box 5845, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70892.
Thank you.
And I guess my question is probably going to be going to Superintendent Schroeder, because he might can answer with air condition over at Park Ridge and Baker Heights. For some reason, it can't be fixed. My little granddaughter, Friday when I pick, well, they'll tell you my grandbaby's been wearing thermals under their clothes, hats on their head, and it, for some reason, they can't get that AC fixed. Her little hands was like a block of ice. Now, they're supposed to be on their way, and you'll see her right now, she have a terrible head cold. That's the first thing. A parking lot, a couple weeks ago, parking lot's real bad. One of those pieces of stone, and I can show you the pictures on my phone, got hooked up into my back brake, whatever the mechanic said, and it took and it caused it to split the rim on the car. And I know the more it rains, the rain settles there. But if you all really need to look at that one. Okay. And why is that the parents over at the Baker Heights Park Ridge can't go no further than that little block office, the little front office that they have? I'm asking these questions if somebody will be able to answer, because
you want me to answer the first couple of questions?
Oh, okay, well, you want to go ahead? Yeah, and you might.
Yes. So as far as the air conditioning, that's actually the opposite problem that we used to have, which was it wasn't running. But that's an older system, so we always struggle during times of year when the weather's changing, because it doesn't switch back and forth between heat and cooling automatically like it does in your home. So we have to actually go and switch the boilers over there. And so anytime that there's the weather's changing, it takes a little bit to for that system to work out. But it's actually run better than it's run for us in several years. But as far as, and that's, you asked about the Baker Heights Park Ridge campus,
yeah,
correct?
It's freezing, yeah, over there.
And I'm aware that parking lot needs work, but the focus has been finishing the high school. And so one of the things there's several things that are on our capital projects list, and one of the things is that parking lot at that Baker, that 5903 campus.
And then the next. Did you have a third question? Oh,
there was a question about the doors.
Yeah,
that's for safety and security, and you know, ultimately we don't want people to be able to just walk into the campus and walk into the building. So that was designed that way, specifically to keep that campus secure. So anybody that comes in the building has to come in that office so we can check and see who it is and make sure we do a thorough check on them before they just walk into the campus.
They don't let you go no further. My grandson left his lunch, and it was over at the old school, and he did it one day. He left his lunch. They forgot to bring it to him, so I asked the lady. She said, oh, no. I said, just tell him. I didn't want to go in. I said, tell him to come and get his lunch so I know he had his lunch. Well, that was a negative. And I understand for the safety, and I'll say this here to you too, Ms. Como is doing an excellent job over there. Don't take nothing away from her, because it's limited as to what, you know, she can do, because she got a ball. And the next thing, are you all aware they had a volleyball game down at Capital High School with Baker High? Are you all aware of that? Y'all aware of the 14-year-old that got hit? And did anything happen with that? I got a call the same night it happened.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to comment on situations that happen with students, but yes, we are aware of the situation okay. You're talking about.
That's what I'm saying now. We don't want bullies in the students, and we sure don't want them in the teachers. And I'm telling you, I got that call the same night. The next thing I want to tell y'all, it was brought to my attention.
You have one more question, Ms. Guy.
Well, no, you didn't, Not at Tone Howard. They say I can talk much as I want.
Well, we have others that may
okay,
have
well, let me finish, because I'm up here to talk tonight. There's a rumor going around about me and Ms. Priggin, about Ms. Priggin have me coming here doing this. Ms. Priggin don't have to have me doing nothing. Robert Young will tell you, I told him and Willie, I got more connections than anybody I know. I have to call and ask this lady things when I don't know them, because I say, is this happening? How I met Ms. Perkins, I used to be the union president over at CATS. She sat on the CATS board. When those people was doing wrong, I could call her. Not just her, State Representative C. Denise Marcel and Councilwoman Donna Collins, was because they was doing wrong. So when you're doing wrong, we shouldn't have to, you know, come, and this is something I don't want to do, and this is going to be the last thing I'm going to say. I'm going to make this comment here. The cafeteria. Y'all know those people mad at y'all, huh? I want my grandson to come in here. They come. We all just left out of Perryville to let you all know a little bit of stuff about the cafeteria over there, because I ask them questions every day. And I know y'all had a big cahoot last board meeting about that tax, but all I'm asking tonight, how many board members pay taxes here, and how many actually live in the city of Baker? And that's all I have to say.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much. Okay. When you come to the microphone, Ms. Lynette, state your name and address.
Good evening. My name is Lynette Mack, and I reside at 3747 Chari Drive here in Baker. And I come before you tonight. I did receive notification of the community meeting tonight. There are several things listed there, and I want to applaud the board, the superintendent, the teachers, and the entire system for the progress that we have made thus far within in the city and in the district. And I do hope that we will continue to make that progress and to grow this system forward. But I did have a concern. I was out of the country, and unfortunately at the last board meeting, and I heard that there was a tax millage that came before this board, and for whatever reason, it was not approved. And I come before you all tonight to ask you all to take a look at that, or to find out why and for what reason, in the best interest of this system, that this was not approved. I'd really like to know why not. And if there is something, I would hope that these are not personal decisions, but these are business decisions that were made. And if they are business decisions, then I'd like to know the business reasons for saying no. And if there are other resources or opportunities that you have to replace those things that you said no to. Thank you.
Well, for one, I definitely don't want to make it all about this one particular thing, but for one, Ms. Mack, I did support the millage. And because it wasn't passed, there are other opportunities that we are seeking to offset some of the things that we need in this district. Now, as a presiding officer of this board, one of the things I want you to know, and that is I have a business mindset. It's not about personality. It's not, say, emotional, but it is about business, because the City of Baker School System is an agency of business. And we do it for our most beloved, and that's our children. One thing we want to do is leave something for these children. We want them to have a part of Baker as a legacy. And that's why we educate them. That's why we take things on as a business. And so I would love to see the community come together in a wholesome way to think about our most beloved, and that's our children, and what we can do to make all things good for the children. Are there any other comments? If I'm not putting Mr. Smith on the spot, would you mind just giving a wonderful shout out, an update about the Baker Middle School band? And yes, sir. And the award, you know, a lot of people are looking at us and they see the good things that we're doing and they see the good things that's happening among our children. And this is the principal of Baker Middle School, and Baker Middle School has just received an outstanding recommendation. Okay.
So good evening. My name is Casey Smith, principal of Baker Middle Prams. Recently, we have received the New Orleans Jazz and Harris's Foundation Award of $3,500. That's because of Mr. Williams, who's the band director. He's excellent with the students. He does everything he can to make sure that our students are very successful. So I'm very proud of him. That was announced to the students as well. Also to my faculty and staff to give him the shout out. He couldn't be here tonight, so I'm actually representing for him, and I'm very proud of him. I told him he reminded me when I was actually younger, when I was doing all those things as a teacher, to make sure we were writing those type of grants and receiving those awards for our scholars here in Baker. So again, all the recognition actually goes to Mr. Williams, because it was his idea to make sure that our Absolutely. Band is doing very well. So again, I give a shout out to Mr. Williams, the band director at Baker Middle School for Prams.
Thank you very much.
Board members for also recognizing us this evening.
Thank you very much. And I've been in touch with Mr. Williams. The band for this accomplishment will be recognized at the December board meeting. And that's pretty good. So what I would like to see you all do, this would really be a help, because one person can't do all of this, no way. But I would really like to see you do, you know, being that we have such a talking spirit about us, is to share these wonderful things that's happening. Now, there are a lot. None of us is perfect. We're all human. We're going to make mistakes. But we strive to do what is best for the children in this city. And all of us are available to talk to you. You know, everything about my life is public. My phone number is available, my email is available. Now, sometimes you may or may not like everything I have to say. And some things about it, you will like it. But for sure, I would like to see all of us share the good things that's happening in this city. Thank you, Mr. Williams.
Thanks.
Mr. Robert Young, you can approach the podium. Please state your name and your address for the record.
Robert Young, 331 West Buffwood. I just got a question. It's more of a question. I want to know what it's going to take for this city to come together as far as the education, because everybody could point out things that's wrong, but I need some resolutions to some of those things. You know, one thing that's been pressing on my mind is that, I'm going to use a good example, that Buffalo Festival. Okay, we try to support, when I say we try to support everything that schools do. I don't know what the communication was between the city and you all, but I felt like it should have been more participation from the school up there. The reason being is because most of the proceeds that come from that festival come where? Come where? Can somebody tell me? So why wasn't more participation toward that? And that's been pressing on me real, real strong about that, because the school depends on the city depends on the school, and we need to start acting like that and stop pointing out what's wrong and start trying to find some resolutions to that. That's all I got to say about that.
Thank you. Well, I was contacted for the Buffalo Festival, and my contribution to the Buffalo Festival was a list of children's activities. I was contacted by one of the committee people. I'm not quite sure what activities were done, but I know Thursday night it was for kids, and some of the things that I contributed to this person was probably done that night. And just to make a quick sweep through there, I actually did. But sometimes everybody may not see you, and we don't do it to be seen. So, but I do understand what you mean. What you mean. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You didn't see it this one time. Yeah.
And Mr. Young, I can tell you the school's participation was Thursday night, because that was also in conjunction with the Baker Chamber of Commerce Awards ceremony. So Mrs. Bailey and her team had volunteered for Thursday evening because of that. Duly noted, Mr. Young. I said duly noted.
Noted. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. State your name and your address, ma'am. And we have about 10 more minutes.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Sheila Anderson. I'm at 4504 Falls Drive, and it's in Meadows of Chaloura Subdivision. Some of you may know my face, some of you may not. This is my first time coming to a meeting in a long time. But I do want to say I am very proud of Baker High School Band. My son participated in it. He had me to get him out of Southern Lab to come to Baker. I didn't want to do it, but I'm glad I did, because that's what he wanted. He went on to play with Prairie View Band, graduated from Prairie View, now he's in med school. So I'm so glad that he had something that he believed in, mm-hmm. and that would help him excel to a greater accomplishment.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's wonderful news. Okay, Mr. Clayton. State your name and your address, sir. Good evening.
My name is Clayton Morris, and my address is 13310 Hector Drive. I have a couple of concerns. First of all, the spring 2024 meet results, will that be shared with the public?
You're talking about the LEAP results?
Yes.
Yes, they will be. That information is made public to the whole state.
Okay. Another concern. I was at the last board meeting, and two board members that voted against the tax resolution, whatever it was. They got ridiculed for what they did. These board members were selected by the people in their district to represent them. And what was things that were said to them was deplorable. And that should not have been part of that meeting. The board needs to come together and work that out. But it made a public spectacle, and I'm ashamed of it. These ladies should apologize to them for what was said and for to allow Mr. McCassell to stand there and say the things that he did to those people. It was wrong. And as president of this board, the president allowed that. And I've seen it time and time again. I come to these meetings where if you're saying something that the president agrees with, you're allowed to speak whatever you want. But anybody else that tries to say something, you run into an obstacle. That's my take on this and then on this meeting tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will definitely give a response to that. As president of this board, my goal, since we, and I'm speaking for Joyce Burgess, president of this board, my strategy and goal is positiveness. There is so much negativism, and everybody has an opinion, and it's their right. But if it's not positive, and it's not that I'm not interested in listening to it, because I want to hear everything. You may not always get a response, but at least I'm listening. But there's been too much negativism in this city for too long about this school system. And it's a guard, is a protection, and every board member has a right to give a response, whether I agree with it or not, to how they vote. Because if they are accountable to their constituents, then the constituents deserve to know why. So that's all I'm going to say on that, Mr. Morrison. I appreciate you bringing that to my attention. And like I said, speak positive. You know, we're talking about children's lives here.
So what are you saying?
What I am saying, sir.
And Ms. Parkin speaks with her constituents in her district. I know that. And that's one of the reasons I'm here. Is she sure?
Absolutely. Yes, you should come. You should come. I think it is. Ms. Mack?
Just what you said earlier. Everybody's got an opinion. I got an opinion. You got an opinion.
Right.
Everybody in here got an opinion.
Absolutely.
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 Everybody that I say or agree with me, it's my opinion. And I know I've sat here and observed for months and months and months what goes on.
May I say something as well?
Sure.
Mr. Morrison. Just like we listen to everybody that's, like she said, this is a community meeting before we go into our main agenda. Just like we listen to you, That's how we have to listen to Mr. McCaskill. We don't want to quit nobody from talking or saying anything that they have to say, because it's an open public meeting. But the thing is, when you're representing these kids, and I want to say something negative right now, but I'm not going to do that, because I don't throw stone for stone. I wasn't raised that way. But we, as citizens of Baker, Baker is too small to be going through this this mess that we're going through today for this school system. And from what I know and from what I hear, I can talk to you after the meeting, Mr. Morrison. Thank you.
Ms. Mack? We have one more time for one more thing, Ms. Mack. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Thank you.
What district are you in, Ms. Mack? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I've sat here tonight and I've listened to everybody's comments. And just as simple as this, I had no idea that a meeting was being held tonight because I wasn't told. My name went out on a communication to by students, from what I'm understanding, that a meeting was going to be held, and somebody called and asked me, well, what is the meeting about or something? You all doing positive things in the school system. I said, what are you talking about? Oh, well, your name is on the letterhead that went out with the children. So my question tonight is, why is it that something went out, I think it was on the 23rd of mm-hmm. October, mm-hmm. and I found out officially tonight that a meeting was being held. As a matter of fact, I thought it was going to be held. I just assumed it was going to be held after the board meeting. How do you schedule a board meeting and a community meeting at the same time, same place? I don't understand that. I know that's not right. I wasn't told, and that's a question I have tonight. Why? My name went out on it. I knew nothing about it. When did we have a meeting, or when did anybody call? Maybe all the board members did, because I don't usually get the communications. So it wasn't a surprise to me, because I'm left out. I've been left off of several communications that I know about. It's no telling how many I've been left off that I don't know about. But you wonder why I vote the way I do. Well, I want to say it since you asked. I spoke with many constituents. I've looked at everything that goes on with the school board. I visited the attorney general's office. I've been to the attorney's board. I've been all over the city trying to get information. And I've asked for several things since I've been on this board that I still have not gotten. So what I do is I do research. And when I said research one time, one of the council members stood at that podium, it's on tape, and anybody that want to see it can go back and look at it. Oh, I get afraid when they say they doing research. Well, you do research if you don't know the information, you do research to find out. Because when I ask, I don't get it. So I have to do research to find out. And basically, all of the parents that I talk with, everything, I made many trips to the school, Baker High School, trying to make sure that we voted right, trying to make sure that it was built in a timely fashion since we've been on the board. Nothing was happening when I got on this board with that school. Nothing. And I went weekly. And guess what? The contractor said, Mr. Stroder said, don't let you all come over here. So what do you do? I can't get the answers from the board. And when I try to do it myself, I'm a 43-year retired educator. I will never do anything to hurt a child. So guess what? My time, my money, and everything else, Mr. Young brought up the festival. I came to the festival. I didn't see any of you all. But guess what? I don't have to go out and toot my horn and say, oh, I was here. Ms. Collins had an exercise thing here. Everything in Baker that I know about, Ms. Collins sitting back there, me and my exercise team was here that Saturday. I come to things when I know about it. I'm not trying to put any feathers in my hat, but let me say this to you. I was retired, had nothing to do, basically. And I said, let me go get on the school board so I can do something to help my community. I'm not here because I like it. I'm here because I'm trying to help. And I'm stifled every time I try to do something. I didn't need, and I appreciate your comments, but guess what? I didn't expect any accolades when I voted no. I voted no before and got all kind of things thrown at me. But I'm going to do what I think is best for the whole, not for one part. Because when you have money over here and it's not spent properly, in my opinion, and in the opinion of other constituents, why would I give you more money to do something else with? It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know. Let's use just tonight. Why wasn't I notified about this meeting? I had asked before. Let's do some meetings, like not community meetings, but meetings on separate, so we can iron out issues before we even come to you all with them. Mm-hmm. You know what? Never heard anything else about it. It was just something that was said. But we want the truth. Let's be transparent. Yes, the board needs to get together. It starts with us. And I would like nothing more than to have everything in order to move Baker forward. I was ridiculed about voting down on the teacher pay raise. But you know why I voted it down, voted against it? Because the tax base here, we don't have the businesses to support it. And I knew once we give it, we will either have to take it back or not have it. And guess what? We don't have the certified teachers that we say we have. And so why do it? For a front? No. I'm sorry. I need to know why my name was on a communication that went out to everybody, it looked like. And I knew nothing about it until tonight. I think that is so disrespectful. And guess what? I'm going to address it.
Thank you, Ms. Joseph. Thank you.
I would like to make a statement also. I was not given the letter also in reference to the notification of the town hall meeting tonight. I was not given the correspondence. And like I said, it's unprofessional. And we as people, and I agree with Councilman Young, and I do want to tell you, Councilman Young, I was at the mm-hmm. Buffalo Festival. I was on the Buffalo Festival committee. I didn't miss any meetings on the committee. I was there Friday. I was there buying food to eat because I didn't feel like cooking, and I enjoyed the band and all the other festivities that were there that night. Miss Laura, who always does things for the city of Baker, she was also there. I was there Saturday morning. I like to sleep late Saturday because that's normally the only day that I can sleep late. I got up to go to the parade and thoroughly enjoyed it, to see the children, the bands, and everything. It was a beautiful festivity for the city of Baker. And like I said, I'm all about doing the right thing for these children. It's not about me. I don't have anything to do with drama, mess, or anything else. It's the children. And if we all
get on the same page, be transparent, and be on one accord. Just think what we could accomplish. But
thank you, Ms. Perkins.
Don't come to a meeting and say something, and you know you're not telling the truth. The truth is a light, and I will continue to be truthful and do what I know is best for the City of Baker school system and these children.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to call tonight's meeting to order. I want to say good evening. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito, not Mrs. Dito, Mr. Ricky Jones, who is seated here at my right. I will now call the roll. Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
Ms. Prophet? Absent. Ms. Butler?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
And Mrs. Burgess? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We have silent meditation and the Pledge of Allegiance by Mr. Schroeder. Would you please stand for silent meditation? Bow your heads, please. Amen. To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation. Once again, we want to welcome all visitors. Thank you all for attending. This is your meeting. You have an opportunity to say what is on your heart, to ask questions, or to make comments. The recognition that we were supposed to have tonight will be at the December meeting, and Mr. Smith has talked about the Baker Band and the accomplishment of receiving a grant. We will now have the approval of the agenda. Are there any comments from the members of the public regarding the agenda? Are there any comments from board members? Then may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Before we do the approval, why is it that Sydney's report is not on here, financial report. Why we don't have one tonight?
There'll be two reports at the December board meeting.
So may I have a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I move for approval of the agenda.
May I have a second?
Second.
The agenda has been, a motion rather, has been for the approval of the agenda by Mrs. Perkins and second by Ms. Butler. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet, absent. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. The next agenda item, and the public may comment once again on these agenda items. The next agenda item is the consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of October 1, 2024. Do we have any comments? Then may I have a motion for the approval of the minutes for the school board meeting of October 1, 2024.
I motion for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of October 1st, 2024.
May I get a second?
I second it.
Thank you. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Perkins for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting October 1, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins? Harris?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet, absent. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the minutes for the school board meeting of October 1, 2024. Information items, Superintendent?
There are no personnel actions this month.
Any announcements, Mr. Stroder?
No, just next meeting is December 3rd.
Next meeting is December 3rd. I do have one announcement, and that is for the board to consider, and I'm making this, and it's not something we have to comment on, but for the board to consider having certain committees in the upcoming school year. Now, may I have a motion for adjournment?
A motion to adjourn.
May I have a second? We have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Joseph for the adjournment of the meeting. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet, absent. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. It was at the beginning of the meeting. It was at the beginning of the meeting. It's up to you.
Just a really quick question.
The single point of entry is to funnel all visitors into one central location, and then it's up to the principal and the campus administration on who actually enters the building at that point.
Gotcha. Okay. President, and I was just wondering, reminds me of being a kid, like a federal penitentiary, when I'm walking in that glass, there's no visitor sign in. So I was confused because I'm like, all the teachers are on edge, and the principal did tell me that. Because she has them like that. So I'm like, okay, I get that. But I guess I was thinking last year about the single point entry was to keep active shooters and stuff like that out of school. I didn't know that the parents would.
That's completely up to the campus administration on who enters the building or who doesn't. But there are some state laws that we had to address as a result of what we did with the security on the buildings. And me and the attorney would be happy to visit with you more about that if you'd like to. But it is just to make sure that any entry into that campus comes through one point once school starts.
Right. Yep. I'm with that, but we can't even go to the office. Like, I was bringing doctor's excuses in August. So I asked her if she could get the guidance counselor because when I went to the old Baker High, because we had Park Ridge, so I used to just walk in and I knew the office was right there. But now that I visited the new school, it must be made the same way with the glass room. And I want my kids to be secure, but I don't want parents texting me and saying we can't get into the school.
Our intent is not to keep parents out of the school. Our intent is to make sure that anybody that enters that building comes through a single point so that if they are in the building, they're recorded. If there is an emergency, we have to have an accounting of who and who is not in the building. So that's the main purpose of the single points of entry, is to keep a record of who's in the building and where they are. Yeah.
There's no visitor laws now.
It has not been that way for the last couple of years.
I've always found it. The school. And my last question is the food situation. I missed the last couple meetings, and I was the one asking my mom to ask about the orientation. I wasn't here because I had my brother. But I didn't get correspondence about orientation because my kids technically wasn't supposed to be in Baker school system this year. They held on to our LEAP scores that I didn't get to. And I was trying to get the rules and rights. Trying to figure out, my kids bring their own lunch. nobody gave me anything ahead of time. Because I called East Baton Rouge, I talked to several schools. I'm being told there's some federal guidelines.
Yeah. I'd be happy to sit down with you and Dr. Hill, who's the supervisor of nutrition, and have that discussion.
I'll make sure
yeah.
he's with me too, because they don't clean up.
All righty. Thank you all for coming.
Mr. Stroller. Yeah.
You want to write it on the back of that?
Is it J.T. Stroller?
Just J.
Okay.
No T.
J. Stroller.
BakerSchools.org.
Yeah, because he's not, and he's complaining about the cleanliness.
Really?
Yes. Set. And he doesn't even eat there. But he asked me, is the school almost over? I thought we were going to a new school. And I'm like, we were. But they held on to our LEAP scores. And the school I was sending them to told me they need them. And I was always told, well, when I contacted my sister-in-law, she said that they released the LEAP scores. When I called, the school was like, oh, we're moving and stuff. I passed by several times. I didn't see those individuals moving nothing.